This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening, good day to you for Wednesday, September 18th, 2013. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Looking forward to tonight. It'll be a good show.
Yes, tonight we have our semi-annual rite of equinoctial equilibrium. Well, that's a mouthful.
Oh, you did that well.
Yeah, who came up with that name anyway?
But it's accurate.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
And it really, when you think about the words equinox and equilibrium, that's exactly what it's about. And we'll get into that in just a moment. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. And in addition to this weekly program, we also operate Metaphysics Institute, more formally named the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, a premier metaphysics university offering bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics and specializations in things such as spiritual counseling, life coaching, hypnosis, holistic healing, paranormal science, and several others. So for more information, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. We like to go through our routine and professional beliefs, and as we do tonight, pay particular attention to them because they're going to come to bear in our ceremony that follows. The spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. We invoke and exert the counselor and guru within. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and a spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these 3 synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. And number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these principles of belief, please visit mchschurch.org. Now tonight, as we mentioned, we are doing our semi-annual rite of equinoctial equilibrium. That's simply a ceremony that we do on the 2 equinoxes of the year. Of course, we are in the September equinox, which is the fall equinox for the northern hemisphere and the spring equinox for the southern hemisphere. So in just a moment, we're going to go through that rite, that ceremony. And then after that, we'll talk for a little bit, and then we're going to do a meditation. Actually, Dr. Vicki's going to do the meditation.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I do my, and it's appropriate for tonight, the body, thought, and memory integration, meditating on the chakras from the top down, getting grounded and balanced. That's great. I love it.
Now, one of the things that I want to say in addition to welcoming our live listeners as well as those listening to the archive, is that we've done these shows now, the Equinox shows, several, you know, for the last couple of years anyway. And we also do the solstice shows, the summer and winter solstice. And it can be, I suppose, that if people have listened to several of these, they can think, well, gee, we've already done that. But that's the whole point of these rites and ceremonies. I mean, the church, MCHS Church, has four annual ceremonies and rites, and that's the two equinoxes and the two solstices. And the point of these is to stop and push the pause button, as Vicki would say, and think about where you're at. So this is not a show you've already heard before. This is a new show. And so it's very important to pay close attention to the ceremony, the rite, as it's read and as it's presented, because it gets you thinking about where you're at. And that's why we do these, because it's a time to stop, pause, think about where you've been, think about where you're going.
Well, it's part of our tradition, really.
Yeah.
And, we're human beings, and we all need traditional, you know, something consistent. Mm-hmm. And somebody once challenged me about traditions, and I said, do you eat with a fork? And they said, yeah. I said, that's a tradition. You know, so we are traditional people and or beings, and, you know, we do this these ceremonies, you know, right with as much as close as we can to, you know, for the timing of our show, until the equinox or the solstice and the moons and so on. And actually, Doug, this coming Sunday is the equinox, but on Monday is the full moon. So, you know, they don't correlate, you know, all that often, almost simultaneous. So that's good to know. And it's a real energy time. So, you know, we continue to build new shows as these events come. So we're reinforcing our own traditions, and we share them with, you know, with whoever wants to be here.
That's right. Good point. All right. So without any further ado, we're going to get right into our ceremony.
Lighting of the flame.
With the lighting of the flame, we commence the rite of equinoctial equilibrium, the time of year in which the day and the night are aligned and in balance. We invite all those who are able to now join us in lighting the ceremonial flame.
Through the universe, of which I'm a part, beats the energy of life and into my heart. A flame of fire lights up my soul, with will and desire for the world to know. The energy of life beats through my heart and through the universe of which I'm a part.
With the lighting of the flame, we symbolically transfer the fire of our spirit to a visual representation that we can see and feel. For in this way, we are reminded of the power of this fire, the power of our spirit, the fire of our passion to fulfill our unique and individual purpose, the passion of our spirit to do no harm and to do right, the never-ending light and warmth contained within us that honors the divine nature of all life and regards all sentient life as equal, having one common origin in the stuff of stars. We are one planet and one race with one ancestry and one destiny.
Connectedness.
The energy of our unfettered consciousness creates an expanded awareness of the profound connection that we have to one another, to all divine life, to Mother Earth, and to the universe. We pause in grateful acknowledgement of the universal consciousness that connects and unites us all. We take a moment of silence in honor, remembrance, and appreciation for the interdependent relationships we have with those closest to us and with all living things.
Responsibility.
We are connected to all things, and yet we are one. And in each one of us lies the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately prevail in the face of any dilemma, to rise above any obstacle, to triumph over any challenge. We recognize the inherent responsibility we have as a race of adept beings to resolve the challenges before us and acknowledge that this is as it should be.
Self-completeness.
The flame before us is complete within itself. It needs no other spark to sustain it. We too are complete within ourselves and need no other spark to sustain us. The synergy of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. We need nothing nor anyone outside ourselves, for the answers we seek already exist within us. Our flame is within. We look there.
Equilibrium.
This is the time of the year that the day and the night are in balance. They are equal. It is in this equilibrium that we seek to reconcile the things unequal, to recalibrate the things unbalanced, to recenter our consciousness and awareness, to realign our thoughts with the fulfillment of our individual and unique purpose. We draw from the cycles, phases, and rhythms of the universe that continue in perfect harmony from time immemorial. We attune the cycles, phases, and rhythms inherent in our own inner universe that they may serve our highest good and that we may serve others for their highest good in the spirit of do no harm and do right. So the day, so the night, so the universe, so our life. Equilibrium is renewed.
Positive consciousness.
In our innermost thoughts, in our heart of hearts, we strive toward positive consciousness, harboring ill will toward no form of life. So the energy within, so the energy without, so the one, so the many. We possess conscious awareness of the universal mind, the universal consciousness, the interconnectedness of all who are. Thus, synergy is created. We pause for a moment to send out positive energy to those in need. We recognize the power of gratitude and deliberate intent, for a like attracts like, and the like that we positively intend is the like that we invite and the sum that we receive. We pause for a moment of silence to calibrate our intent to send positive and deliberate intent out into the universe in harmony with our own unique purpose so that it may return to us in due time. As the fire of the flame burns before us, so too burns the flame of our passion for doing right, and the fire in our soul to immerse everything around us in the bright light of our positive intent. May the fire of our essence burn brightly to the higher good of all who are.
The fires for life burn deeply within. Joined with the universe, creations begin. Brightly shining, new thoughts akin, and so it is, the light within, and so it is.
With the quenching of the flame, we affirm the transference of its light, warmth, and energy to empower the spirit within us as a beacon of light shining brightly upon the world in the strength of do no harm and do right. We make it so, and so it is. The flame is transferred. This completes the rite of equinoctial equilibrium. We thank you for joining us in this ceremony. Of course, our show's not over yet. Please join us for our next ceremony on or about the next solstice, which is going to be on or around September 21st, 22nd, wherever show is closer to that point. So here we've completed yet another rite ceremony of equinoctial equilibrium. And if we refer back to what we were talking about, this is a time, as I said earlier, to stop, to pause, to take a breath, and ask, where are we? Where are we within our within the context of our goals, of our purpose, of our mission in life? You know, where have we come from? How are we doing today versus 6 months ago or a year ago or 2 years ago? Have we made any progress? Have we been distracted? Have we allowed those mundane, routine things in life to just get in the way, and we've lost sight of who we are and what we're trying to accomplish here? You know, the idea is to remember who you are, what you're here for, what your purpose and your mission is, and to at least be making progress toward that end. It can be just slight progress too, as long as we're moving in the right direction. We want to be balanced. We want to, you know, everything has to be in a state of equilibrium. And if we are experiencing, you know, all kinds of, you know, problems or issues, we need to put out that positive intent to the universe, as the right included, and resolve those things.
You know, equally, there are people and of whom we also know who have gone through tremendous shifts and changes these last few months. And for all that the growth that we do and the learning and the epiphanies, awakenings, realizations, you know, whatever you'd like to call them, it is important to stay grounded. It is important to have that moment in time to take a breath and gather, I would say, kind of like gather your spirits, gather your forces, you know, that can't go forward too quickly without coming back into the moment. So equally, those who are distressed, who, you know, need a little bit of a, you know, a pick-me-up. There's also people who are flying forward, but hold on, just, you know, stay centered, stay balanced.
Yes, and I want to continue to stress that we've got to take these times in our life throughout the year and just think about where we're going. This is a, you know, a deeper topic, and it's hard to do it in just a few minutes on this show, so it's after the show, really, you know, meditate on this. Where are you? Where are you going? You know, how have you progressed? And if there hasn't been as much progress as you would like, that's fine. Just see what do you need to do differently? And then make those changes in your life. That's the point. Because when all's done and said, folks, you know, it's that those existential thoughts, it's those deeper thoughts and the deeper meaning of life that matters. The, you know, the day-to-day stuff, the going to work, the, you know, eking out a living, that kind of stuff. I mean, that's a subsistence, but there are deeper aspects to life, and we want to connect with those deeper aspects to understand what it's all about, so that we don't lose sight of what's truly important. And, of course, among the truly important things are the relationships that we have, the connectedness that we have, not only to one another, but to those closest to us and with all life, with all creation here.
Well, that's all that life is, Doug. You know, you've often said it, we're in the people business. We're in the relationship business. Isn't that what being human is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in a human body for the business of interacting. You know, it's not just, you know, we learn about ourselves through our interactions with others and vice versa. We are in the people realm here. Mm-hmm. Nothing else is more important.
Yeah, and that's true. And in a future show, we're going to talk more about that, the people aspect, and, you know, what some of these folks out there are doing, not only right, but what some of them are doing that really is separating people, but we'll get to that in another show. We would like to do the meditation now, as we have a few minutes left, so I'm going to start the soothing music.
I love that music.
So
I love that.
Starting with some ocean waves.
Everybody just get comfortable. What we're going to do is from the top down, we want to ground our bodies, we want to ground our senses, we want to ground our energy, and we're going to breathe in colors, each of the chakras, beginning at the top, this where the spirit is connected to the body, and that's the color violet. And if you breathe in the color violet and visualize the top of your head, and imagine this ball of energy, the gentle, sweet, ball of violet energy, breathing it in, take it up there, breathe it out, and relax. Easily and effortlessly, just relax with it. Visualize an image, whatever it takes to bring that violet into your top chakra, the soft spot on baby's head that closes over as baby grounds into the body. Breathe and relax. I'd like you to go into that violet. Anything that does not belong to your violet, anything that you visualize that's shadowy, murky, cloudy, anything that does not belong to violet, instruct it to move down and out now. Release it. Visualize little pipes or a waterfall. Don't worry about what happens to it. We'll take care of it later. Relax. Breathe and relax. I want you to go back to violet. Restore violet to the color of your natural energy at the time of your birth. Relax and breathe. Just relax. The next chakra down is indigo, between the eyebrows, the third eye, the forehead. It's a beautiful, deep, rich, red-blue energy. Breathe in indigo, exhale indigo. Breathe and relax, easily and effortlessly. Just relax into indigo, visualizing. Now, anything that does not belong to your indigo, anything that's cloudy, shadowy, murky, that does not belong to your indigo, instruct it to move down, out, now, release. Breathe and relax, release. Now go back into indigo and instruct indigo to restore to the natural color of its design at the time of your birth. Breathe and relax. Relax. Moving down to the jawline, into the throat, how the spirit speaks on your behalf is blue. Visualize blue. Breathe in blue. Move blue into that, the throat chakra, like a ball of energy. Relax. Breathe and relax. Anything that does not belong to your blue, anything that's cloudy, murky, shadowy, instruct it to move down and out now, in whatever way is comfortable for you. Don't worry about what happens to it. Remember, everything is taken care of. Release, relax. Now you go back into blue, and you instruct blue to restore to the color of its natural design at the time of your birth. Breathe in and out blue. Relax. Deeper. Relax. Now throughout the shoulders, down into the chest areas, the lungs and the heart. And it's a beautiful green, like trees and grass. Visualize green in this beautiful ball of energy. Breathe in green, exhale green, and relax. Visualize into green anything that does not belong to your green, anything that you visualize is cloudy, murky, shadowy. Instruct it to move down and out now. Release. Don't worry about what happens to it. Just release. Go back into your green. Instruct green to restore to the color of your natural design at the time of your birth, who you are born to be. Breathe and relax. A little further down, call it the solar plexus. Yellow. the upper digestive tract, the upper intestines. Breathe, relax, bring that yellow right into your solar plexus. Allow it to beam, feel it. Release and relax. Breathe in, exhale, yellow. Now, anything that does not belong to your yellow, anything that you visualize as murky, cloudy, shadowy, anything that does not resonate with your color of yellow, instruct it to move down, out, now. Relax. Breathe. Easily and effortlessly, relax. Instruct yellow to restore to the color of the your natural design at the time of your birth and who you are meant to be. Move down a little further around the navel, between the hips. Orange. Your creativity lives in orange. Breathe in orange, exhale orange, and relax. Now, anything that does not belong to your orange, anything cloudy, murky, shadowy, instruct it to move down, out, now. Breathe and relax. Go back into orange. Instruct orange to restore to the color of its natural sign at the time of your birth. Breathe and relax. A little further down is red. It's your root chakra, your tailbone, where your energy grounds to your physical body in the earth. Breathe in that deep, beautiful red, earth red. Breathe and relax. Now, once again, anything that does not belong to your red, anything cloudy, shadowy, murky, you instruct it to move down and out now. Release it to the universe. The universe knows what to do with this. Release and relax. Now you go back into red. Restore red to the natural color of your design at the time of your birth. Now all of these colors together are white. Breathe in white, exhale white. Bring it down to the top of your head and out through your heart to the future. Breathe in white, exhale white. You are who you are in this time and space. Be who you are, grounded in this moment, on this day. Well, I hope you enjoyed that meditation.
It was good. Good job, Vicki, and thanks to everyone. We hope that some of our comments and thoughts tonight will be of value to you. Remember to restore equilibrium at this time of the equinox. Where you been, where you going. Next week we'll be back, of course, with another show, and we will announce that next week. Anyway, we appreciate everyone joining us tonight, both live and on the archives. We hope you have a great week. Good night.
Good night, everyone.